We are back in session and ready to make a motion. The time is 11:03 a.m.
Okay.
I make a motion to deny the licensure.
I would be comfortable seconding the motion, but there needs to be a mechanism for how she goes forward. Without a license, there's no way for her to come back in front of the committee with some evidence that things, that the ethical training's been done, that she's been able to do these things. Is there, if I second the motion that her license be denied, is there a way, is there a mechanism for her?
So without holding, being a license holder, the board has no authority over directing her to do anything. But you can make a recommendation that she do X, Y, and Z that will show that she would be a safety, safe in the profession, right? So if you can think of something.
She'd be eligible to reapply for a license.
She could reapply at any time. She could, you could deny the license today, the application today, and then she would just reapply tomorrow. And she would come back before the board again, but she could do that. So if you're denying and you feel like there is something she could do that would eventually lead to getting this license back, then you could say, we recommend you do these three things or these two things or this one thing. But you cannot enforce it. You can't require it to be done. You can just say, it is our recommendation that you do this before you try again.
I'll second the motion to deny the license, but I would recommend that there be some follow-up training that she could present when she reapplies that would relate to boundaries to the issues that we've talked about today.
All in favor, say aye.
So Cheryl, you'll probably want, before you vote, you'll probably want to ask if there's any discussion, since this is a topic you're going to want to make sure that you've got everything talked about. Through discussion now, we are on a back onto the public record. So,
is there any discussion?
Could I say something publicly? I have and am required, if I go back to work for the employer I mentioned, to do additional ethics training by that employer in addition to what is required through the CEs yearly. So that is one thing, if I go back to work, that my new employer is requiring that I just.
And I'm going to place the board on notice of the Monica Cook case, which requires the board to comply with its own precedent. And I will be requesting all board decisions in which licensure was denied on a similar fact.
Just to be aware, there is, for me, a high risk to the public, given the information we have, regardless the circumstances that have been presented. Someone with a master's level licensure, the expectation is that we keep the community safe. That is our duty, regardless of our own personal struggles or whatnot. And so that raises concern for me to be able to issue that reinstatement. The other concern is that accountability piece. Being on previous boards, people come in here, recognize those dual relationships, recognize those concerns, and are open and willing to make those changes. And state if you're not, I have not seen or heard that through this, so that raises a large concern at this point for me.
Any other discussion? Okay. So we've made a motion to deny licensure. We recommend some continued education regarding ethics. And that's it. Is any, not sure what you're saying, all in favor, say yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Jennifer, I didn't notice, I didn't hear or see your hand, so will you just do your vote as well? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie, appreciate it.
Do you want to take a break now, or should we just push through? Or do you guys want to just push through?
There's a break on the agenda, but you do not need to take that. If you want to just continue, you can do that.
How would you guys feel about pushing through? Is everybody okay with that?
Yep, let's go for it.
Yes.
All right. The next agenda item says investigative report. I'm not sure what it is.
So for our investigative report, this portion of the meeting, every single time we meet, will be closed. Background reviews won't necessarily always be closed. They'll most likely be like Mr. Jones, where it's just something that we discuss on the record. Ms. Birch was a little different because it was involved in investigation. That's not the usual way that we'll see a case. So we're going to close, which means you will need to do the motion and read the statement one more time. We'll close the meeting to discuss the character and competency of individuals, and then we'll close it and our investigators will talk. We've also got our assistant attorney general here on a case that we need some questions on, but we'll do all of that in the closed portion of the meeting.
Okay. This is Cheryl Shivers, as provided under Utah Code annotated 52-4-205-1A. I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
And then you would ask for a second, and then you'll need to do the roll call vote.
Would anybody
second that?
Okay. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye. Has to be individual.
You'll need to do the roll call vote for this one.
Okay. Heather Chase?
Yes.
Jason Hills?
Yes.
Jennifer Morgan Smith?
Yes.
Ashley Greenwell?
No. She's not here.
Blake Hansen?
Yes.
Daniel Chestnut?
Yes.
And Cheryl Shivers.
Perfect. Give us one moment to stop the recording.